Merry Christmas. It's supposed to be a story with angels and shepherds, or at least there's supposed to be a baby in there somewhere, right? Instead, we get gospel poetry, which means you have to learn Greek to really appreciate it. It kind of works in English, but it's better in the Greek. We get language about the Word, how it was before everything, and everything was created through it, but didn't know it. And there's that nice line about the light shining in the darkness, which almost works because it's evening. So we understand that. And earlier, we got one of my favorite lines. How beautiful are the feet of the messenger on the mountain, the one who proclaims peace, who announces good news, who proclaims salvation, and says to Zion, your God reigns. A lot of clergy women I know like this line, and not just because we all like shoes. Okay, it's a lot about the shoes. When you're a clergy person, you spend a lot of time dressed, well, like this. And that leaves you shoes and earrings. If you're a guy, I think you mostly don't care. But if you're a woman, this matters a lot. And we delve into huge questions over what are the appropriate shoes to wear, and will the bishop notice if mine are gold and sparkling? I have a colleague who's wearing gold sparkling shoes tonight. And it becomes very important. Because as anyone who is either a woman or has spent enough time with one knows, you can wear the wrong shoes for the event. Yeah, some of you are nodding and some of you are sitting there going, I have sat through that discussion. It was very one-sided. It's possible though, and maybe especially tonight with all of the new snow, there are definitely wrong shoes to be wearing. That's part of the reason I like this line from Isaiah, because it talks about feet, and it's actually talking about feet and shoes. It comes from a time when wars happened differently than they happen now. It was sort of a scheduled event. The two armies would get together over there at that time and fight. And then when they were done, when there was a winner or a loser, messengers would come back to everyone else who was waiting a safe distance away. This actually lasted for a really long time, up through the Civil War. So when the messenger came back, you could tell by how they were walking if it was good news or bad news. And it wasn't about the messenger, regardless of how neat their shoes were, or how wildly inappropriate their shoes were. It was about the message. John's gospel tonight is about the message. It's a little cryptic, almost as cryptic as trying to figure out what the right shoes for an event are, but more so. John's gospel is about the message. The message of Christmas, which should surprise none of you, as it is, in fact, Christmas. Christmas isn't about our shoes, which is good, because I was taught that you had to wear black closed-toed shoes to church. Some things didn't stick. The message isn't about our shoes. It's not about our feet. It's not really, and this one's hard for us, it's not really even about us. We get in the way of it all the time. The message of Christmas, of Christianity, is about Jesus. It's about Jesus being in this world with us, and increasingly, about Jesus being in this world through us. Because we know that when Jesus was born, it was this huge event, the sort of event that needs poetry to describe it, which is what our gospel attempts to do. The sort of event that we can spend 2,000 years and more talking about. Hopefully we're wearing great shoes. The sort of event that changes us, that changes the world around us, that begins to change everything. Amen.